Hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States is ordering some personnel to leave Iraq immediately amid growing friction between the U.S. and Iraq's neighbor, Iran.
The move underscores what Washington says is a growing threat from Iran. The U.S., though, has not publicly given any evidence to back that up, and allies are skeptical. Even the top British general in the anti-Islamic State coalition told reporters here at the Pentagon yesterday.
There's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. Central Command, though, says there are credible threats. Washington and Tehran each say nobody's seeking war, but Iran's great leader is also issuing a veiled threat, saying it would not be hard for Iran to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Mangani at the Pentagon.
The fate of a bill banning virtually all abortions in Alabama now in the hands of Republican Governor Kay Ivey. State Senate has given final legislative approval to the Human Life Protection Act. The measure is aimed at forcing the nation's highest court to reconsider the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
What this bill is designed to do is go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedent.
Republican Alabama Senator Clyde Chambliss, governor, has not said whether she'll sign the bill. Birth rates for American women in their teens and 20s have dropped to a record low. Last year saw the fewest number of babies born in 32 years. One demographer says, I think.
Good morning, I am here. I'll be right back. Good morning. How are you this morning? That's good. Now, question. Contents of show of yesterday versus contents of show the last couple days. Yesterday was wacky guy with the wacky guy that had energy. You gotta realize because remember that's a different type of conversation. So we can either do politics hard on, or we can do a Christian show that has politics throughout it. So it takes, as we're looking at this, as I'm trying to shape this, because there's a lot of ways to go in this, and all of them can be monetized because we're not so hard that we become so religious that people run away from us. But you need to tell me because remember, you're younger than me. So I need to know where I need to go to hit your generation and a little bit younger and a little bit older and come out of mine. Because if I continue on the trajectory that I'm going on, I'm gonna age myself out. And I want to come after that 25 to 45 year old person who's just decided the news might be important to him today. But remember, we got social media. So remember, this is just where we are. So we're gonna jump here, and then as we get settled, we will edit this stuff out and then boost it across the nation. But before we start doing that, it has to be very, very succinct. It can't be one day you show up this way and one day you show up there. We're not. We have to have some continuity. And so I'm practicing right now. So I want your input. Okay. Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm Tracy Winbush, and we are brought to you by Window World of Youngstown for replacement windows and for things that are to deal with your home. And, you know, you got siding and, you want doors to change. And after a while, things get old. And when you get to spring, now it's going to be a beautiful day today. You want to go out and see about something, go and check it out at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And tell them Tracy and Friends sent you. There's my dog in the back door. She is the doorbell. Now, listen to this. I want you to know something. I found out that I'm older than I thought I was because I have glasses for everything, and each pair of glasses, they're cheaters. They have a different strength. There is a strength for computer work. There's strength for tablet and phone work. There's a strength for reading. There's a strength for working on my computer somewhere else. And right now, so you're going to see me. And so those of you who are watching now on Facebook Live, good morning. I have on one pair of glasses, but pretty soon you're going to see me on with another pair of glasses because I have the wrong pair of glasses in front of the wrong monitor. Dr. Hill, don't say anything. And so I can't see what I need to see so I can tell you what I need to tell you so that I know what I need to know because I have the wrong glasses in front of the wrong computer. Good morning, Dr. Hill.
Hola.
How are you this morning, Dr. Hill?
¿Cómo está? Bien.
What's up with the Spanish? I did that the other day. My TV, everything on television was Spanish. I'm serious. I was watching television over the weekend.
You got to get with the program.
No, seriously. I was watching television the other day, and you know your TV updates on its own. You know they have this cable thing because the box does what it wants to do. And when it came back up, it came back up in Spanish. And so I'm watching regular, normal shows that I watch, and they're talking in Spanish. I said, well, maybe I ought to start watching TV this way, and I can learn the language.
There you go. Get with the program.
Because if you don't get the program, you will be out.
That's true.
Do we not understand that?
He who hesitates is lost.
What are you, what's your new Confucius?
Yes, I am.
The new Dr. Confucius say?
Black Fucius.
You know you are silly. What's up with Confucius today and the cookies?
I bring gifts. Courtesy of Associates in Women's Health in Mahoning Valley.
Dr. Hill, have I even noticed I've lost weight?
You on crack?
No, crack is whack. I'm with Whitney on that. What did Whitney tell you?
You on crystal meth?
Absolutely not. That'll jack your face up and make you lose your teeth.
Well, it make you lose weight, though.
No, that'll make you lose weight. No, that makes you look like you. Jesus, if you look at anybody, you know this is before, this is after.
Yeah.
You say, nah, that's a bad idea. So yeah. How people get on to drugs? Maybe that's a good way to start right now. How people get on to drugs like that, and outside of somebody giving them a Mickey?
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
That you don't know.
Right.
How? What? Woo. Really? I don't understand because I saw some pictures years ago of people on meth.
Yeah, you can tell.
This is before meth. This is post meth.
No teeth.
And it's like somewhere that does not look like something you want to aspire to do.
No.
Just say no.
Yeah.
I'm seriously. So what makes? I mean, how do you know? Because I know sometimes you work with people who are doing drugs. Seriously, if you know heroin will get you, You know, heroin is a bad deal. Well, now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I know opioids. When I say opioids and pills and prescription pills, that's something different.
Well, no, that's still heroin. Same difference.
But the difference. What I'm saying difference is if I get addicted via prescription, that's different than me going out and it becoming a party drug.
But now you know a lot of people who get addicted to prescription opioids, eventually. They go to heroin.
That I know. That's what I'm saying. But that's different because your initial addiction is not recreational.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it is.
No.
A lot of people steal their pills from.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I'm saying. Over when you look at the addiction today, there are those who do drugs just to do them,
right?
And there are those that do them because of pain or whatever, and they self-medicate.
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking about people that do them just to do them. I'm not talking about those who got addicted to heroin because of prescription drugs. I'm talking about people who get addicted to heroin just cause. Because before opioids, remember heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't new.
No, it's nothing else.
Heroin was back in the 70s that tore up the black neighborhood.
Correct.
It was an epidemic then, and it was not in my neighborhood, so nobody cared.
Correct.
But that's something different for a different discussion of another day, maybe later on today, but I won't touch that right now.
Okay.
But heroin's not new, so there is a difference between heroin, opioid heroin, and heroin of yesterday.
More potent, yeah.
Okay, so my question is, why would anyone see what it does to you and volunteer to do that without it being a gateway?
I don't know.
That's the question.
On some level, people like to experiment, you know, and I don't know. You experiment, and there are those who want the experiment, they'll say, okay, fine. I know it's something I don't want to do. Then there are those who experiment and then get addicted, I guess.
I mean, when you look at meth.
Yeah.
Meth, that says all day long, once you see anyone.
Yeah. No, no.
That is a really bad idea.
But unfortunately, the person on the meth does not see what everyone else
but
sees.
But I'm talking about, but even for you to initially get there. I mean, initially, you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the question is, what would make you say yes?
Don't know. I don't know.
That's almost like a woman who has five children who can't feed any of them and goes out and has another one. When did that become a good idea? I'm just saying.
That's the million dollar question.
Right. So when you look at people who are meth users, who are drug users like this,
yeah.
My question is, when does this become a good – I think I'll try that. Crack cocaine. Now,
you have to pay for it.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you have no money, how do you pay for it?
That's what I'm saying.
Bartering systems, I get that. But still, at some point, you need money. You can't barter forever.
Again. And remember, in America, even our poorest have addictions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we fail to realize we have an addictive society.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
And no one wants to address the addictions of America from the lowest to the highest.
I tell you what's coming back around now.
What?
Cocaine.
Really?
Oh,
why?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm seeing a whole bunch of
it. Wait a minute. Where did it go?
Well, but now I'm seeing it. You know it's there, but I'm seeing a whole lot more of it.
But where did it go?
I don't know. Don't know.
Dr. Hill.
And
what do they do? Do we have now? Do we have trends in drugs now?
I guess. I don't know.
Does that make sense? Seriously. I mean, think about that.
And you know what? I think there's a proportion of our population who are addicted.
Mm-hmm.
No, there is.
But we have an addictive society.
Yeah.
We are Americans. We like being addicted to stuff. Shoes, clothes, food.
Yeah.
We have addictive behavior here.
Yeah.
From the wealthiest to the poorest.
No, that's true. True.
Right now, you can't have a good conversation with anyone. And we talk about our kids and the cell phone.
Yeah.
But adults, come on, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, great grandma, grandpa, shut the front door.
Oh,
have you seen yourself?
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Really?
You came close.
No, man.
It almost sounded like you were ready to.
No. Seriously. Do we really, really want to get to the point where we don't want to be honest about this? Because when you look around at your friends, at your colleagues, you are sitting there with the same cell phone, talking about the kids just sit around and talk to each other on the phone. Why are we following our kids?
Not me. I don't.
Dr. Hill.
I don't.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Doc.
Yeah.
Let me explain something.
Uh-huh.
You're weird.
Okay.
Okay. So just
Stop.
I have a question for you.
I'm a citrus.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I was watching I was cleaning up around the house last night, and I was watching Central Intelligence, I think it is, with Rock. I think his name is Rock Johnson. The movie.
Yeah.
And he's he was talking about high school. You are a physician. What kind of kid were you?
I take the fifth.
Seriously, what kind of kid? Were you the bully, or were you the
no,
popular kid?
I wasn't.
Were you the bully, or were you the nerd?
No, I wasn't the nerd. I wasn't the bully. I was the
What were you? Were you the brain?
Undercover, yeah.
You were the undercover brain, because we had one of those in school. His name was Greg. Greg Jenkins, I'm calling folks out.
Yeah, I was undercover, you know.
So you always acted like you were dumb, so we couldn't cheat on your paper.
Well, not exactly like that.
That's
was dumb,
did.
But
that's
you know,
what he did.
I got in the thing, you know, like normal boys do, getting the stuff.
But what kind of student were you? I mean, were you the cool student, or were you the, you weren't the jock, right?
I played athletics. I played on athletic teams. I don't know.
Come on,
maybe I was viewed somewhere.
So let me ask you: Do you enjoy going back to your high school reunion?
Haven't been.
So that means no. So
I just haven't been.
Were you ever bullied?
The last one we had, I was close in the neighborhood. Just didn't have time to stop by.
So were you bullied?
No, heck no.
Ever? You were the bully.
No.
Oh, you were the cool kid.
No. I was just a big kid, and, you know.
You're the big kid, and they said they're just not going to mess with you.
Well, I mean, I was a normal kid.
Now, what does normal mean?
Normal means you do some crazy stuff, not too crazy to get in trouble, and you do some dumb stuff, but not too dumb to get in trouble. Or you get in minor trouble. I mean, you know. Case in point.
We're going to take a break. You know,
I was going to tell you.
So you're
point.
So you're just a plain, boring kid. I'm going to take
boring.
A break. And listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. If you call in, I'm going to ask you what kind of kid you were in high school. We'll be right back. Seriously.
No. I did dumb stuff like, okay.
Like what?
You had senior skip day. Okay, well. I knew my parents weren't going to go for that.
Okay.
So I forged a note.
Okay. So you, but you, no, we're talking about, so there were the cool kids. There were the kids that everybody wanted to be like.
No, I wasn't.
Then there were the nerd kids.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them.
There was a pop up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all
no, that was not good.
Oh, no?
No, I mean, it was not good. I wasn't live. I was at break.
Oh.
But that was not good.
Okay.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, yeah, I was down in Greensboro over the weekend at my niece's graduation.
How was graduation?
Oh, my God. It was at the Greensboro Coliseum where the ACC basketball tournament is played.
Okay, so it was huge.
The place was packed, 22,000 people. The
cool.
So they have 12,000 students. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Had a good time. Yeah, I did. I had a good time. I got to see relatives I hadn't seen in a while. In 4 years.
You from down that way?
Huh?
You from down that way?
No, I'm not. No, my niece was down there. She graduated from college at A&T.
Hey, come back up.
Can we back up?
Just a second.
Okay. So how do we sound?
Hold on.
Oh, no, you got me. Sound good.
Hold on. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got Dr. Rodney Hill from Associates in Women's Health in the Mahoning Valley here in studio with me. Jeff Green is in studio with me. And listen, I got something to tell you guys. Jeff, what kind of kid were you?
A good kid. What do you mean?
In high school, were you the jock? Were you the? You were the musician and the singer. So what kind of kid were you?
My assistant principal addressed me in high school. Now, I'm not a kid in high school. As Joe Cool.
So you were the cool kid in high school.
I was the kid that was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, and you were just the.
That's how I played sports.
You were just okay.
I did too.
So
when I got into stuff, but I didn't do. Didn't get arrested, you know.
But I don't mean that because
that guys do to get into stuff, you know.
I did.
Yeah.
No, the reason why, because you remember, everybody has their own experiences of high school.
Yeah.
Some are good. Some are okay.
Yeah.
Some are great, and some are they were so glad to get out of there. It was like prison.
Well, no. Now I was glad to move on. Yes, but I had. I had good times, you know.
Okay.
You know, I had my first beer. I mean, I don't know. It was illegal, but.
See, I didn't like school. I was not a school person. I was a non-traditional student. I should have never been there.
So that's what every
kid. Schools are not made for me.
At some point has a beer in high school. Well, most normal students do. How about that? Oh, am I right? Or am I wrong?
Well, it depends.
A beer?
Yes, a sip of a beer.
Our experience was with, it was orange.
Orange. Uh-huh. Mad Dog 2020.
I said orange. Mad Dog ain't never been orange.
It does come in. It does come in orange.
It comes in blue.
And orange.
Orange and blue.
Yeah.
And red.
Yeah.
It was blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was blue. Comes not blue. It was red. It was Mad Dog make you bark. But I was talking
the
about.
Name.
At the moon.
I was talking about. You remember they used to have Gino's drive thru over on the east side, and you could get
turn it loose
drivers.
Thunderbird.
Huh? With cheap liquor. It'll make you sick.
Hey, the Brass Monkey.
Who?
The Brass Monkey.
I'm trying to think.
You never heard of the Brass Monkey?
That's something familiar, but I can't think why.
No.
Yeah.
I got a question for Jeff. Serious question.
Yeah.
Will black evangelicals or black Christians stand up for moral values in 2020, or will they cower to the left?
You'll get 40% of the black evangelicals this time. 40%. I think you got about 15% the first time.
So you think they'll get 40?
Now, what are moral values?
Abortion, same-sex marriage, LGBTQ. That kind of those issues,
on some issue, you know, you have, unfortunately, we know it's true. You have a percentage of these folks who profess to be.
But you're not. No. See, we're not talking. About people that call themselves a Christian.
I'm talking about people who pastor.
No. That's you know, title doesn't define belief.
But the average person doesn't know the difference.
We're not talking about average people.
Yes, evangelicals are constant Bible studiers.
Correct. Okay. They're people that are
versed in the word.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah. They're supposed to be.
They believe in what they say they believe.
Now I will say this,
because you have to understand, a lot of people believe in God, but they don't believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and adhere to the Word of God being inerrant. For those people who believe the Word of God is inerrant, those are the people that we're talking about. And when I said, and I'm talking about people that believe that there is no error between Genesis to Revelation. Mm-hmm. And anyone who does not believes that there can be any kind of other between Genesis and Revelation does not what I would call who I'm talking to.
Very exactly.
The Logos word that they believe is the word is the Logos.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so to them, the question is to them, will they actually enact them? So where are they?
They
where are they at? Where are they people? And will they show up? And will they demand correctness? And will they become a part of the conversation in 2020? That's the question.
I'd like to see that, because I know an inordinate amount of black Christians, evangelicals, that also claim to hate Donald Trump.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
Which
so that's what I'm
really
saying.
Really doesn't want.
So that's the question.
No, I
hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
What? You can't check out and then check back in and want us to repeat it. This is live radio, Doc.
But
I'm important.
Very. I'm not going to say you're not important, but that has nothing to do with the checkout. I'm going to tell you, like the listeners, you got to stay engaged.
Okay, I'm engaged.
If you check out with that little smartphone, I keep on, no, the kids, you're talking about not me. What did you do? Just because you're a doctor.
I had to.
Question,
yeah.
Do you use a PDA or something electronic on inside with your for your patients now?
Nope.
Oh, you still doing stuff off the top of your head?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's dinosaur, Jeff.
No.
He's dinosaur.
Not necessarily.
Mental acuity.
If you know what you're doing.
You missed my point. I said he's dinosaur. Just because he got it up in his brain does not make – I didn't say you weren't good. I said he was a dinosaur. They were good dinosaurs.
Okay.
But they're dinosaurs.
Okay.
Aren't they dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs are alive today.
Have you seen your phone?
Yes, I have. I see it.
Pull your phone out.
No.
Come on.
No.
Dinosaur.
It's all good.
So, Jeff, they're gonna. Because the reason why I'm saying is, I'm looking at this an article about the Church of God in Christ jumping out talking about abortion.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, are they gonna stand by that? Are they gonna vote like that? Or go to the demand conversation?
What are they saying about it?
That we need to quit killing. We need to quit killing babies in the womb. It's killing us. Duh, killing babies in the womb will kill you. There's a song about that, right?
No, it is not.
You want to hear it?
No, I
hear it go.
Not from you, maybe from Jeff.
Hey, you, right now, you would want to hear it from me Jeff.
I'm almost where I'm supposed to be now.
I got you on tape doing the national
anthem. Yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago.
That doesn't count. I don't care if it's 2 weeks, 2 days,
listen.
2 months. What kind of cookies are those?
Chocolate chip.
Bless your heart.
Courtesy of Associates of Women's Health.
Jeff,
They are.
Listen, when you bring a gift from Associates of Women's Health, when you bring a gift from AI Health,
that's what this is.
No, I said a gift. When you bring a gift,
this is a gift.
That's not a gift.
Yes, it is.
No, that's not a gift.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
because I'm not eating them. Are you? And Jeff can't eat them.
I
got flour.
That's not my problem.
It's not a gift. But my question, the abortion bill down in Alabama right now. How many, do I have, can are there? Are there real good ways that I don't have to get pregnant?
Well, not having sex.
That's one.
Is one. Using effective contraception, you're 99.9% protected.
That's two.
That's it.
Okay, if I get raped, is there anything that I can do to make sure that I don't get pregnant?
Yes.
Not really.
Yes.
The morning after pill was not 100%.
Are you 486? What percent is it?
It's not 100%.
What is it?
Well, no, RU486, that's not the morning after.
What is that? What is RU486?
That's one of the combination pills in medical abortions.
Explain. Explain for the dum-dums.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? What's a combination pill for abortion, using abortions?
If it's RU...
486.
That, yeah. Along with... I'm pronouncing it wrong. But it's a two.
But there's another pill.
Yeah, two pill combination.
And if you take those two together?
Well, no, you take one, then the 24 hours later take the other.
And what will that happen?
Spontaneous abortion.
It will cause you to
abort. Miscarry.
If you're early.
How early?
I can't, don't quote me, but I want to say I know at least up until 10 weeks.
Is PDA? Does that actually count? Do they consider that abortion, or do they consider?
The question is this:
if I get raped,
if you're having a medical abortion, no one knows whether it was successful unless you come back and say it was not.
Because there's no diagnosis of abortion or of a pregnancy prior to it.
Well, there is a diagnosis of pregnancy prior to it in order to get the
Okay, but I'm saying when women say that they've been raped,
right,
their issues are rape and incest.
Right.
And so I'm just going to call it rape because incest is still rape to me.
Okay, cool.
So when a woman is raped, can she go to the doctor or to the hospital that day or that next day and you can give me a combination of pills to make sure that I will not get – that that baby will not adhere to the womb? That's a pretty good average.
But it's not 100%.
But I mean, nothing's 100%, but
right.
Is it 98.5?
Don't know. It's not 100%. I could say it's not 100%.
Okay, so if it's not 100%,
mm-hmm.
is it worth taking the risk? Because right now I'm watching a bunch of men in Alabama on the state legislative floor argue over women's reproductive rights,
mm-hmm.
like they got a say in it.
Right, they don't.
And they don't.
Correct.
But when I look at the selfishness of women when it talks about this is my body, my question is, if we're talking about rape and incest and they want to talk about the heartbeat bill, and the, right now they're jumping about up and down about rape and incest. My question is,
well, you know their holes all in that bill. Who's going to define if the heartbeat is there or not?
That can be done electricity.
No. But who's going to define if the heartbeat is there or not?
Can't you do an EKG?
No. Do an ultrasound. But who's going to say a heartbeat is there?
He said no one's in the room. So if I have no proof, I have no heartbeat. I'm going to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. That's a good way to look at that. That's another loop in the hole. We'll be right back. That's good.
That's why you have me here.
Okay.
I have you cookies.
I thought you want my cookies. Courtesy of Associates of Women's Health in Mahoning Valley.
You know, you can't do that. It's payola. Huh? That's federal.
Levin.
The federal can't do that.
Levin or
no,
Bistro.
Yes, it is.
No.
The window
I can have, no, they pay. That's an advertising. You can't do gifts. They call it payola.
Can I come pick up a check? First,
they can't do payola. You can't do that. It's called payola. It's really a law.
Are you going to jail? Okay.
No, I'm not going to jail.
I'll rat on you. I'll
jeez,
turn
old man.
I'll turn state.
So I can come pick up a check next month?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Levin or
I'm being Bistro. Blackmailed. I'll turn states. Now, what was that? Yeah, that's it. What's
Levin Orgestrel.
No.
That's the morning after.
Yeah,
bill.
Yeah.
Do you have a spot already done? You need a new spot.
I have my old spot. I don't have anything new.
Do you want a new one?
I can.
You need to change your music.
Okay. Yeah. You hear it on Sundays?
I hear it
okay.
from before.
You like to Stevie Wonder? Isn't she lovely?
Oh no, that's the good one.
Yeah, that's what I do on Sunday.
The one that was the
nah.
instrumental.
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't she the Stevie Wonder? Is what I do to the background.
That's good.
Okay, well, I won't change it.
Do you have it sent over to me, please?
Ask get it from
Jeff. You have to do that. I'm not calling
yeah.
over there.
95, 94.
Hey.
Oh. Okay, my bad.
You can get him put out.
Not him do it. I didn't say a thing.
Don't have to.
My bad.
Oh, man.
Down the street.
Funny.
How's that?
Mm-mm.
No.
That is hilarious.
Okay. Okay. So, you mean if I get both of y'all arrested, it's my show.
If you want to do it every day.
You can't get me arrested.
Oh, man. Whew. I feel so good after the weekend. Oh, man.
Hey, wait a minute. You got to still have somebody back here running it. No matter what, you gotta have. Josh said, no matter what, you gotta have somebody back here running it.
Oh man,
I love Greensboro. That is.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For your replacement windows, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. My phone number here is 516-595-8258. Got Jeff Green and Dr. Hill in studio with me, and Josh is in my ear. He's silly. You guys can only hear some things that he says in my ear. And I'm trying to – and it's almost like – I hear voices.
Ooh.
I hear voices.
Keep that to yourself.
Oh, okay. Hey, Doc, thank you for the cookies.
Sure.
Next time, can we get them a little crispy?
Oh, gee.
So, what's going on in the world?
Lots of stuff. People going to jail.
Who's going to jail?
Those that misused the FISA court.
Ain't nobody going to jail.
That's what I said, Dr. Hill.
Here we go again.
Ain't nobody
that's what
going
I said.
To jail.
That's what I said. Just doesn't
there
go
will
to
be, there will be jail sentences. I can't
nah.
tell you how many, but
nah.
there will be a couple.
Nah, no one's going nah. to jail.
Okay. How bad?
They're playing games for everybody.
I don't think anybody's going to jail, but I love that he's going to invest. I want a question. My question is, I love that he's saying we're going to investigate who started the Russian allegations.
Yeah.
I love that.
But now my question is this. What happens if the final answer is not what everyone is hoping it to be?
I want just the truth.
But understand, you may want the truth, but there are those just like what we just went through that
know.
If it doesn't fit the answer that they want it to be, they're going to be upset.
I don't mind.
Well, some people will.
I will.
You know.
I want to know.
Okay, like Jack Nicholson says.
You can't handle the
you
truth.
You know it. You
I want to know.
You know.
I want to know. I want to know who was the one who brought the dossier. Who's the one who started the Russian investigation, and how did it come about?
Okay.
And then what went on, and what were the steps? Because they act like there's no trail.
Oh, you know there's a trail.
They already got the trail.
You know
that.
Trail.
The court has already ruled who did it, and which they're not going to tell you. But this
what?
Is
see?
Out there.
So they're not going to tell me, but you think they're going to?
Your CNNs and Fox has had it all along. Since
I happen to like Barr. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
He reminds me of not Mr. French. what? But the cartoon character. I'm trying to think of one of the cartoon Barney. Fred. Fred Flintstone.
No, Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
Not Fred Flintstone.
Fred Barney.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Barney.
I can work with that. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. If Christopher Wray stays in place for 60 more days, nothing will happen because he's covering up everything that he can cover up because he's crooked.
This is what the question is. A lot of these people, the president appointed.
The president
was appoint bad people.
No.
Yes.
No.
Did.
He appointed people who weren't on his team.
But why did he appoint them? Who told him to?
He didn't know any better.
But who told him?
He didn't know any better.
Who was he taking advice from?
Some of the never
Bannon.
So, well, it's not just Bannon.
Reince.
Reince was in there.
So what's? I mean,
never Trump.
What was their agenda?
Never Trump.
Never Trump.
Sabotage.
Yeah. Right. Get him out. Stop him. Because.
Because remember, in politics, everybody's not your friend.
True.
You got a lot of people that's close to you, never your friend.
True.
Also, you've had a double agent situation going on in the government. Some people want progressivism on both sides of the barrel. Okay, so with that happening, you have some people that don't want to see a 3.2 GDP, and they don't want to see trade deals renegotiated. They don't want to see that because their plan was to build these other nations up and bring us down so that everybody was level.
A level playing field.
So when they instituted one world government, it would be accepted.
But let me say this, and it's going to happen.
Sooner or
no
later.
Matter what.
Sooner or later, true.
But you don't have to put new gasoline and start the car and give them an engine and give them a map
not
to
now.
Do it.
Not now, it's not time.
But it's going to happen.
Hmm.
Because if you look at what's going on, there are, again, I go back to the chairman of the Fed. Understand that H.W. Bush brought him to the party. Obama married him. I'm serious. And then President Trump appointed him to the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell.
Yeah.
So if your enemies Remember, H.W. Bush and Obama is not your friend. So why would you elevate anybody who Obama puts in?
Why? What's the...
Therein lies your question. Who told you? Let's look at the bouncy ball. See, I come from the generation of bouncy ball on TV with Jimmy the Cricket.
Who?
Don't who? You guys had Jimmy the Cricket.
Never heard of
the little bouncy ball, and you would watch the bouncing ball. So the question now is, Jiminy Cricket? Say what? I said Jimmy Cricket.
Jimmy the Cricket.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said Jimmy Cricket.
It's not Jimmy Cricket. It's Jimmy the Cricket.
It's actually Jiminy.
Jiminy.
But I said Jimmy the Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
Y'all trying to change? It's Jimmy the Cricket.
Never heard of him.
Huh?
It's a Walt Disney character.
Never heard of him.
Oh, you had to. You never saw Walt Disney?
Never heard of him.
Wow. But, okay. Jiminy Cricket. Seriously, the bouncing ball, do you understand why in the world would a president appoint someone to office who danced earlier with your enemy?
Why?
Great question. Why? Jeff Sessions wasn't President Trump's friend. Michael Cohen wasn't President Trump's friend.
But that was his...
That was his lawyer all those years. Omarosa wasn't President Trump's friend.
Definitely not.
Does he have any friends?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure who. His kids. They're his friends. But his kids and half of a wife.
The drawback...
Half of a wife.
That's right.
The drawback to putting...
What's the other half?
Ooh. I can't speak to that half. I'm just saying, you got to understand, when you look at relationships of wives, I'm not knocking it. But when I get mad, depending on how mad I am at you, is how much I'll tell on you.
Well, what happened is a lot of stuff got flipped. And they flipped Cohen and scared him because they knew about those taxi medallions. And they were going to get him on that, and so he flipped on it.
But
did you see how scripted his go-to-jail speech was?
But my question to you is, Jeff, if you are a friend, don't get me wrong, how far does your friendship go? But, I mean, when you got a real friend, I mean, I come from the Marines. They say leave no man behind. Are you not supposed to do that for your family, your friends? Or do we say it goes to a certain point, then I will lie to get you?
Well, they will lie to get you.
Right.
When you threaten people's mother and father with going to prison and things like that. So, I mean, this is going to come out, and you'll see some of these bones.
I don't think these bones are going to rise.
These bones are coming out.
I'd love to see them rise. But I just want to, because President Trump went in there blind as a bat.
That's what happened.
Political loyalty and business loyalty are two different loyalties.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because in business, most times you've tested the water of your relationships and you know who you can do a handshake deal with and you know who you can't.
Right.
And a lot has to do with integrity in when you do things. Whereas in politics, you don't have that because you don't have any permanent friends, any permanent enemies, just permanent interests. And when those interests change, too bad.
That's where you're at. But like the drawback to putting a business person in is just what happened.
That's correct.
He got bad advice on several people. Sessions was a friend. Sessions did what he was supposed to do while he was there. But the thing is Sessions couldn't do certain things. Why do you think there was a big fight between them all the time, but he never fired him?
But what about McCabe?
McCabe was dirty from the beginning. He knew it.
Mueller?
He knew Mueller was dirty.
Rosenberg?
Rosenstein? Yes.
He knew that too? I don't think he did. How about Bannon?
Bannon's just a loose cannon.
Did he know what he was appointing when he appointed Bannon? And did he understand it?
He didn't know that the man would lose his mind.
And did he understand that the people that actually Steve Bannon actually encouraged to a point would not make President Trump look well?
Well, I don't know about that either, but Bannon is a problem because he's a loose cannon.
Correct.
And he's an opportunist.
That's correct. So that ain't a friend.
Yeah, I mean, no. He can't.
And that's what I'm saying. So in Friends, I mean, you go there and you can't, and it's, I think why, that's why President Trump tried to put his business friends in, but they couldn't handle the pressure
right.
of the political theater.
Right. Exactly. And they beat them up.
Because people have no idea of the theater that's going on and being played with in their head every day.
That's what's going
that
on.
That makes sense to a degree.
Because I'm looking at Betsy DeVos, and you can't hear her for the noise. But if you listen to what she has to say, it'll take you to another level. Because right now, for some reason, we still think we need to teach our children like we are on rotary dial phones. And the world has now changed. And my problem is we haven't changed here in America, yet we want to lead.
So question, what do you think about our new CEO?
I haven't met him yet. It'll be interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. School CEO.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
Youngstown City Schools has a new CEO.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on having him on.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see.
Because didn't the State House vote to rescind?
Yeah, they did, but they didn't go to the Senate yet.
Okay.
It'll be a minute.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother song and dance. We'll get through a whole nother year before anything goes on with that.
Yeah, and I
don't see that happening real fast.
Disappointed with some newly elected members right now.
Did they vote to rescind it?
I understand they did.
Oh.
I didn't look at the...
I haven't looked. All I know is right now we all need to take ownership of our education system and of our information sources, adult all the way down. We need to analyze and rethink of where we get our information and how we amuse ourselves. Because subliminally, we are being manipulated without our consent, and we're too dumb to know it, all of us. And as we go forward with technology, we need to be mindful of what you're being controlled to do, because things are really, really out of control, more than we really are paying attention to.
Well,
that's why I have what I have.
But even with you have a flip phone. But
no, I don't. I don't have a flip phone.
You have a flip phone.
No, I don't.
He got an AT&T flip phone.
No, I don't.
What they call them? Those StarTech. Remember
no,
when we had a StarTech?
Uh-uh.
Remember when,
no,
it was, when it was 360? The little black StarTech.
No, that's not what I have.
And you
Your
pick it up.
Obama friend phones
no.
are better than those.
But he's
not
eligible for Obama.
That's not what
I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For replacement windows, please call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We'll be right back.
So you don't think the Senate's going to pass it also?
I don't think so.
You think the House is going to pass it?
I didn't pay attention to the House. I don't think the Senate will pass it. I don't think it's... I think it all needs to change, and we don't want to change it. We don't want to change how we teach. We need to do mastery teaching.
What is mastery teaching?
That means you don't elevate from grade to grade until you master the basics of that grade.
That is how it's always supposed to have been theoretically.
Yeah, but remember, we go by age now. So we have social promotion. So we have all – you start school when you're 6. Instead of starting when you're 4 because you can read like you're 6.
Or 5. When it's 5?
The kindergarten. Kindergarten's 5, first grade 6.
Yeah.
Kindergarten 5.
Yeah.
So we instead of mastering, so if you go in and you're reading chapter books and you got all your colors, you got everything that you need to have mastered, then why aren't you doing third grade work? And so you only do math. Because maybe you're more proficient in math than you are in reading. And you can't elevate in reading until you get your math down. But we need to take that model because our kids are no longer coming into the marketplace at the same level. Your kid has all the technology in the world. My kid can't tie. She doesn't know his name and can't spell, you know, C Doc Run. And his first name is Doc. And we put him in the, and we put him in the class with your son. And we want you want, and they said, well, the kids teach kids. Yeah, but I got the dumb one down to catch it with the other one.
Yeah.
Not working for me. And that's what's going on. And then those, and though, and we don't promote, and we don't, and we reward bad behavior.
Proficiencies in the state of Ohio.
I gotta go. Hold on. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Jeff Green and Dr. Hill are in studio with me. I am Tracy Winbush, and we were talking about education during the break, which is, you know, a stickler on my behalf because I just think we are dumbing down society like never before because we don't want people to think, because if people think, then they won't put up with nonsense. And if they don't put up with nonsense, they'll hold you accountable. And if we ever hold people accountable, God will bless America.
Why would our state education people take the proficiency levels and have 70% for whites, 56% or something like that for blacks, and even Hispanics were higher for blacks on the proficiencies? Why would they do that?
Because they don't expect for you to be any brighter than a fifth grader.
Well, they want, that's right, but they want their numbers also to look a certain way.
Remember, poverty makes money.
Poverty,
I keep on telling
poverty
people
sells.
Poverty is a commodity. And if you don't understand your post self makes money for other people.
That's true. If you think about it, think about the quote unquote Obama phones,
right.
The iPhones. That means Verizon and these other people getting subsidized by the government.
Right.
Well, the phones, which that shouldn't be.
And they don't pass that on to the people.
That shouldn't be.
They're making money hand over fist.
So and now.
So let's talk about going to the doctor.
So if you get an iPhone, you have to pay $1,500,
$1,000. Right.
But someone else gets it free.
Right. So they charge the government $1,500. Right.
Yeah.
It's the same way as Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And Medicaid. Should I say Medicaid? They don't pay you what your rate is.
No, they don't.
And so they expect you to take a cut rate because you're under contract with the government.
Yeah.
True. And don't want to, and women. And now they have such a hold on everybody when it comes to renegotiation time, they don't even show up. You talk about, can we sit down and start talking about negotiation? They're like, you can show up if you want to, but I got you.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
So this is what we'll pay you.
Yep.
You
take
think
it or
you're
leave
free?
It. Take it or
negotiate
leave it.
That.
Take
yeah,
it or leave
gets
it.
Nothing done until 2021. That's unfortunate.
What will happen in 2021?
You'll have a new
nothing.
House.
Right.
Well, yeah, you're going to have
right, new house in the Senate.
They're going to get rid of some of them idiots.
But will something get done?
No.
But I
don't know. I don't know because I don't know where America's going to be because I see the ignorances of America still. And I see them shutting down. I see them still talking about Russian hacking of the election system. I still go back to us electing people with only 10.6% of the electorate voting last week.
Yep.
That's a very, very telling sign of – and this is local elections that's going to touch your life tomorrow.
Everyone's oblivious.
And I don't think people – I think people are checking out of the American system. And when you check out, other people will manipulate and they will control it.
This is a designed oblivion.
And that's, again, I was looking at something this morning and it was talking about the cheapest city – the cheapest cities in the state to live.
Uh-huh.
And Youngstown was not the one in Ohio.
What was the one in Ohio?
It was called Crawford County. It wasn't Mahoning County.
Where is
Crawford,
that?
Cincinnati?
Crawford County's got to be probably southwest. But I'm just saying. And so when I look at the sweet spot of Ohio, it's almost like Youngstown is the heartbeat. We can get anything done that we want to get here. And for some reason, we have checked out here to where they're using us as a pilot program for how can we keep people embodied, controlled, and impoverished.
Doing a good job.
That's what I mean.
Doing a darn good job.
That's what I mean. So here we are in the Rust Belt, who's now turned into the Green Belt. We're trying to actually start beating again. We've been trying to be resuscitated for 40 years. And right now, every time we get a little heartbeat, but we still are not getting the oxygen that we need to move forward. It's like a bad pilot program.
Yeah. Hey, it's right outside of Mansfield on 30.
Oh, wow.
Which is no man's land. There's nothing out there.
So, but again, Youngstown, the median income there is still higher than it is here in Mahoning County, in Youngstown. So I'm just saying.
Farmers make money.
My question to you guys is, when do we actually realize, open up our eyes here in the Mahoning Valley and say, you know, something's either right here, something's either wrong here, but we're not going to take it anymore?
We're not going to take it anymore.
People are oblivious.
But the question is, it is intentional. Come on now. Because, again, Youngstown, they take Youngstown over with the Youngstown plan. And then they say, well, this is a bad idea because people bark against it. Then they rescind it in the House. It's a bad guinea pig. We know what's wrong. We know the problems that Youngstown has. We know what's going on here. They have studied this extensively. We know what it needs to take to make this successful. We got that. The question is, why won't they do it? We know what Youngstown needs to set the whole state on fire.
Tell us, what is that?
You need a little bit of urban planning and urban development.
You need a vision.
Done here, and you don't see anything being done.
Mm-mm.
We study here, and the money goes out the window here, but they don't do it. We have more. We spent millions of dollars on studies. Millions of dollars on plans. We have made millionaires off of the plans for the Mahoning Valley and for Youngstown. Yet we've got President Trussell up there building a city under YSU, but you can't steal it in downtown Youngstown yet? Are you kidding me? So there are jobs at Youngstown State, but there are no jobs downtown? And you can't convince anybody to come in here, no matter what you give them? Really? I'm done for the day. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Tomorrow's Testosterone Thursday with a little bit of estrogen. We'll see you then. God bless you and have a great, great, great afternoon.
So what does it take?
Thanks, Josh.
Who is that person with vision to say, we're going to do this, we're going to do it? And the backlash that they'll receive